Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Anyone here? Anyone at home? No one here, Jean.
It seems clean and neat for the Amazon jungle, doesn't it?
Sure does. There's nobody about all the same. Somebody lives here, all right. Well, might as well make ourselves at home till they turn up. Some water here, want some?
Oh, do you think we ought to?
Amazon hospitality. When you're lost, tired, and thirsty, you don't worry where the water comes from nor who it belongs to.
Thanks. Maybe a planter lives here, or a hunter of some sort?
In a jungle of this sort, you don't have to hunt. Wait around, the animals will come to you. So we'll just sit here and wait. Thousand miles from civilization.
It looks so neat and homely. Wouldn't be surprised if there's a refrigerator, TV, and the milk delivered every morning.
Well, whoever it is, he'll have heard of the McKinley expedition to be able to guide us back. I'm a university professor. Leave this sort of stuff to Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett never got lost in the Amazon jungle. If he had, he'd have thought twice about wearing that coonskin hat of his. Whew. Heat.
Notice something?
No. You need a shave.
The water. It's ice cold. Maybe you were right about that refrigerator. You know, there's something screwy about all this. Neat and tidy, so it can't be an Indian. They've been with the McKinley expedition 3 months now, but we haven't heard of any white men around these parts. How did this place get here? Grow overnight?
Maybe a film set for an epic. 2,000 miles up the Amazon in Technicolor. Or headhunters I have known.
They'd need to. Oh, somebody coming.
Hey, what are you doing here? How did you get here?
Well, you see, it was like this. My wife and I were with the McKinley expedition. Birds and butterflies, things like that in the upper reaches of the Amazon. Well, we got lost. You know how it is. Missed camp and found ourselves in a walking tour. Good luck would have it we happened to hit here.
Good luck.
Well, you don't mind us arriving here. After all, it probably saved our lives.
Well, you better go again. It's not safe around here.
Not safe?
Indians. We've had a lot of trouble with the Indians.
We haven't. And our camp can't be so far from here.
We only walked an hour or two.
Yeah. We're not explorers. We don't take naturally to this sort of thing. Well, if you could tell us what direction our camp's in.
You'd better wait. Wait.
But you just said it was...
Wait till my friend gets back. He's used to this jungle. He'll tell me, you, what to do.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Mr.
Braisley. Name's Braisley. Well, won't you sit down?
Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
Quite a setup you have here. We didn't know any white people were around here. You live and learn, don't you?
Yeah. You get here by yourself, did you? I mean, the people with you, they don't know where you've gone?
No. Saw a butterfly we hadn't seen before, and we gave chase. Well, you know the excitement of the hunt. Next thing, we look around, and powie, lost.
We didn't even have a gun, so we couldn't let off a shot for them to come and find us. I wanted to stay where we were, but John said walk. So we walked. So we're here.
Yeah. My friend should be here any moment.
You're a planter, hunter, explorer, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that sort of thing. And maybe I better fix you a drink. We've got...
Call us.
You stay here. No matter what happens, you stay here.
Sure, sure.
I'm going in back of the house. If either of you follow me in through that door, you'll have your head shot off. Get me? Shut up! I'm not fooling.
Whatever you say.
I'll be back. And when I get back, you'll be here. Understand?
Wow.
Well, well. Cheerful customer. Of course, after he said that, there's only one thing to do.
John. John, don't you dare go near that dog.
I've got to find out. Maybe he's from Mars and he'll be sitting on a couple of flying saucers in there.
He who laughs last laughs on the other side of his face.
I laugh all over. And right now I'm not laughing particularly. Threats get me riled.
Of course you can't help wondering. Can you?
That's my girl. Now let's see. Maybe if I get up to the door, I could get me a look through the keyhole. If he comes back, I'll be... Tying my shoelace, Mr. Braisley. Just tying my shoelace.
That's fine. I can understand how difficult it must be for you.
Difficult?
You're wearing riding boots, and they don't lace up.
No wonder I couldn't find them. Now, look, Mr. Braisley, this is a friendly visit.
Friends don't do what they're told not to do. Sit down. And you.
Look here, Braisley. This is a freeze
in America. In the Amazon jungle, the man with the gun's the boss. Sit down.
I'm not going to...
John, sit down.
Two against one. That rules me out. What now, Braisley? Do we all sit staring at that gun?
Yep. Any movement, and the gun will go off. You know, there's no questions asked in the Amazon. Man, that jungle buries so fast. I shoot you, the both of you, and all I gotta do is leave your bodies outside. 3-4 minutes, not a trace. Not a single trace. Ah, friend's coming now. He'll know what to do with you.
If it's all the same to you, we can take a walk. We got lost coming here. We'll lose ourselves going back even faster.
You'll stay here. You won't walk any place. Wouldn't be surprised if you never did get back.
What's going on here? We didn't get here on purpose. Hey, that's a helicopter. Hey, Gene, that's a helicopter landing outside.
Stay where you are. Sit down.
What's a helicopter doing here?
You'll find out. At least, I don't think you will. Not when my friend's got through with you. He's the one who gives the orders. If he says shoot you, I shoot.
Nice playmates. Nice friends. Get lost and what happens?
Get shot.
Ah, you're bluffing.
Yeah, that cop just played up a bit, you won't... Hello. What have we got here, Braisley?
I'm glad you got back, Mr. Carlton. Not only has the launching buzzer gone, but these two birds have called in as well.
Called in?
Seems they're lost. Seems there's some sort of exploration over the ways. Seems they got here by mistake. Lost.
How long ago did the buzzer sound?
2-3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, that gives us time to settle these two first. So, you're lost, eh?
See here, I don't know who you stand over types are, but I'm not being pushed around by anybody. You may be have the upper hand now, but right soon the McKinley boys are coming looking for us. And if you're thinking of letting that gun off, a shot will only bring them quicker, that's all.
So, that's the outfit I saw, huh? McKinley. Yeah, heard about you. Didn't know you were around these parts, though.
You know now.
Sure. There's a hill between you and your friends in this. He must have walked right around it. Shots don't carry round hills. And as for them coming looking for you, I never yet met a white man could track through this jungle. So sort of puts you out on a limb.
Yeah, I didn't quite know what to do with them, Mr. Calton. I guess they got in when I was in the back room. Buzzer went off, and when I came back, they were sneaking up, so I drew my gun. Held them till you came.
Right. Only one thing to do with them. Get rid of them, but fast.
Yeah, I thought that'd be it.
Yeah, but not too fast, Paisley. we've got to consider these things. Now, being alone here, it gets lonesome. Female company might be just what we need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Nice girl. Friendly. I shouldn't be surprised.
You lay off, you lay off. Yeah, mister, shooting to me is no more than swatting flies. And hot-headed fools, them I shoot easiest of all.
You're going to be shot anyway. If you want to make it now, come on. No? Look, Brazy, I don't want to make it worse for him than need be. After all, he's not an animal. Go stand in the doorway, mister, looking out. Make it in the back. Easiest for all that way.
Start, mister.
Bluff never did worry me. You've got the gun. You've got me wide open. Go ahead. Shoot.
Outside, you.
No, sorry.
Try shooting the girl instead, Brazy. Expect they fight like cat and dog, but harm comes to his wife and he'll do the noble act. Go on, Brazy. Shoot the girl.
No. Okay. But I still think you're bluffing.
John.
Bluffing, Jean. Maybe they found gold, something like that. But that won't make them go as far as shooting. Not actual shooting.
Well, game of poker, huh? With all the bluffing, if it is bluff, on our side. Go stand in the doorway, mister, and we'll see. Go on. Open it, mister. The idea is you die outside, not in. Go on, Brazy. Blast him out of that door with your bluff.
Mr. Brazy.
Huh? What is it?
Don't bother shooting him. Get to know me better.
Huh?
I'm quite a girl. Run for it, John. Run!
Come back here. You come back. What? Get him, Brazy.
What hit me?
Give me that gun. Give it to me.
Over here.
Come back here, you. Come back.
Fool, Brazy, you big fool.
She hit me. Well, something hit me. Hey, did you get him?
I got clean away, thanks to you.
Oh, we still got the girl.
Got the girl? What's the use of the girl with him getting away?
Oh, I don't know. It hurts worse than an earthquake.
You're about as useful as rats under the house.
Well, I didn't know she was going to slug me. Boy, am I going to do some slugging back. Give me that gun, Mr. Callers, and she's going to be awful sorry.
Wake up to yourself, Brazy. He's out there in the jungle. Sooner or later, he's going to contact his party. That means they come back here.
Oh, yeah. So it does.
It'll be bad enough them coming here, let alone finding the woman killed.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it.
We'd be in enough trouble without having murder on our hands.
Well, we can't let her go now, not knowing what she does. Well, if you hadn't wasted so much time getting to the door, he wouldn't have gone away.
I'm the boss, Brazy. Orders and beefs come strictly from me.
Yes, Mr. Callerton.
I say, you do.
Yes, Mr. Callerton.
Now, he's lost. But that doesn't mean he hasn't got a chance of getting back to his base. It'll take an hour and a half, maybe. Walking straight there, allowing for losing his way, say another half hour. That's 2 hours. 2 hours there, one back. 3 hours. And we've got an hour 50 to do our job and get. Give us an hour at least. An hour's lead should be enough.
Yeah. An hour 50 till it gets here, but what we got to do will take 2 days.
Yeah. Maybe he won't make it, but we can't take the risk. Looks like you could still be a hostage, lady.
In 2 days, going fast, they could get the police.
The copter.
Oh, how dumb can you get? Here's the gun, Brazley. I've got another in the copter. Hold her. Don't let her out of your sight. Keep her covered and shoot if you have to. I hope it's not too dark to spot him. I'll pick him up and pick him off from the copter in no time. Seems like all our troubles are over.
I hope so. It seems I'm the man calling the tune again, lady. Seems you'll have to be nice to me. Nothing to say, huh? Oh, well, you'll do plenty of yelling in a bit. The dame who knocks me around with a vase is asking for plenty of trouble. It's getting dark inside here. I guess the oil lamp needs fixing. Not that I hold it against you. That's pretty smart. Not quite smart enough. I like my women with a bit of fight in them. Oh, now Mr. Calderton's out of the way and your husband's out of the way. Just you and me. So you be good and do as you're told. Or I'll do more than smash a vase over your head. What's that?
Who's that outside?
Calling your bluff again, Brazley.
You again?
Yeah. Coming out to get me?
Quick, douse that lamp.
You do your own dirty
work. So help me, you don't blow that lamp out, I'll blow you out. Don't waste time turning it down. Pick it up and blow over the top of the glass funnel. That's better.
Coming out to get me, Brazley.
Quiet now. I'll get him as he comes to the door. Hey, what are you doing? What?
John!
I'm coming, Jean.
What happened? I heard a crashing. You all right?
He gave me the lamp. He said pick it up, so I picked it up. And I hit him over the head with it.
Nice work, kid. You'll do. All right?
I think so.
Fine. Look, I'll have to tie this guy up and then I'll attend to you. Rope. Wire. That'll do fine. That coil over there. Wire. Wonder what copper wire's doing here.
Here you are.
Thanks. Saw Kellerton taking off in his copter. Going looking for me, I suppose. Yeah. As soon as this character's trussed up, we go see what's in that back room. Funniest setup here. Okay, honey. We'll soon be out of here. Yeah. Crude, but if he struggles, he'll cut his wrists and legs to ribbon. So I guess he won't. Help yourself to his gun and all set. Come on. We'll take ourselves a look.
What if the other man comes back?
Copters aren't exactly quiet. We'll hear him. Come on. Well, what sort of a setup do you reckon this is?
Like radio. A bit like a radio station or something.
I'll say. Expensive equipment. Whoever brought this all the way here did so for a pretty important reason.
Talking to somebody over a distance?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Those men, when you'd gone, they were talking something about it getting here in an hour and 50 minutes.
That's so. Now, I wonder what it could be. Could be anything. Can't see a microphone.
There's a sort of TV screen over here.
So there is. Oh, it isn't TV, it's radar. It's working, but it doesn't seem to be picking anything up. Craziest joint I ever saw. No good wasting time here. Not being scientific, it doesn't mean a thing. We'll get back to the other room. Hide our friend and await developments.
I've had enough developments. Can't we go back to our camp?
How can we? We don't know the way.
We've got the revolver now, and we know there's a hill in the way. If we walk over the hill firing the revolver every now and then, they're bound to hear us.
Look, Jean, we don't know what's going on here, but it must be pretty important. It's our duty to find out, sort of.
Oh, men always hide behind duty. All they mean is they're boys at heart and can't resist.
Shh. Copter's coming in. No time to hide, Brazley. The room's dark, and there's still some light outside. Let the jump Kellerton. You get over there in that corner and keep quiet. I'll hide up behind the door. You can't know I'm back. Surprise on our side anyway. And a gun. Come on, Kellerton. Come on in and see what Santa Claus has got for you.
You be careful. I haven't got another lamp to break over his head.
I'll be careful. He's coming.
Braisley?
Braisley doesn't live here anymore.
You
recognize me in one. And while you're dithering, see if you can touch the ceiling. That's a good boy. Why, honey? I've got another pig to truss out.
It's the funniest thing. I've got the wildest desire to tickle him.
Playing with dangerous animals isn't fun. Ah, thanks. Hands behind your back, Mr. Kellerton. Hold the gun, Gene. Now, while we're about it, Kellerton, you might as well tell us what gives around this direction. What's the game? What's arriving here in 1 hour 50? Or less now, about 1 hour 30. Okay, you don't have to talk unless you want to. I tell you what, though. We'll all stay here until whatever it is does arrive. Make yourself comfortable. Have a chair. Well, settle down, Gene. Looks like we've got quite a wait in front of us. Going to talk, Mr. Kellerton? All right, we're in no hurry. By my watch, I make it 4 minutes. What's the matter, Mr. Kellerton? If you don't mind my saying so, you look a little pale around the gills. Kind of nervous.
Nah. We better get out of here. We better all get out of here.
Sure. I'd like to. But why? What's going to happen?
The whole place is going up. That's what.
Interesting.
I've got a feeling he knows what he's talking about, John. I think we'd better go.
Sure, Gene. As soon as he tells us what is going to happen.
Look, something's going to happen. Isn't that enough? Going to happen pretty soon. Let me get out of this dump.
Glad to. All you've got to do is tell us what exactly you do expect. Not much time left.
I tell you, unless we get out fast, we'll all be blown sky high.
He's telling the truth, John. Hadn't we better go?
Sure, honey. You go. Mr. Kellerton and I will stay here until he decides to talk.
Oh, it's a rocket. Rockets? In back there. There's a remote control radio. Pretty powerful. The Army launched a rocket from Florida. We picked up a controlling wavelength from here. That rocket, instead of going back to its base when it should, will come straight on here. It's riding down a beam, a radio beam directed from here. Unless it's controlled, this is where it'll end.
You mean you're trying to swipe an American rocket?
Trying, we have. Warhead in the lot. If it hits here, your next stop is a billion miles away, and you arrive in pieces. There it is. That's it. In the other room, a lever. Doesn't matter which way you pull it, so long as you do. Quick,
fast as ever was.
Lever? Which lever? Where?
By the radar screen. Quick, man.
Got it.
Boy, things happen too fast for me around here. Come on, honey.
Where are we going?
Doesn't matter, so long as it's away from here. Come on, Kellerton. You too, Braisley. On your feet. Wow. And to think that might have been us instead of jungle. Get moving, you two. Outside. And no breaking away. Go on. When we opened this door, it was to ask our way. From now on, I find a locked door, I leave it locked. I'm not curious about anything anymore. Well, you two, either you find our camp or we all starve. As for this place, I'll take the key. But somebody else can do the unlocking.
Closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery, romance, or adventure, All start when a door is unlocked by the key.